Masechet Chagiga, Perek Gimel Mishnah Hei. Min amidiv v'lefnim nemanin al klicher. This Mishnah continues the theme of the previous Mishnah, and goes on to mention kulas l'gabi kodesh masha'en kain l'gabi truma, which is that from Medim and inward towards Yerushalayim, Medim is a town 15 mil outside of Yerushalayim. And the Amaret that is selling klecher, earthenware utensils, is believed that these earthenware utensils are tar, even l'gabi kodesh, masha'en kain l'gabi truma. And the reason is that earthenware utensils were very much in demand for use for the avoda in the Beit HaMikdash. Ask, earthenware utensils are unique in that if they become tame, they cannot become tar in a mikvah, and therefore must be discarded. So too, if the earthenware utensils are used to cook kodesh in it, they also must be discarded, as the kodesh, the food that is cooked in it, becomes nivla into the klicheres, and there's no way to get out anything that's nivla into klicheres, and must be discarded. So therefore, they needed a lot of klicheres for the avoda in the Beit HaMikdash. And the Chachamim did not allow that anybody make klicheres in Yerushalayim itself because of the smoke that was caused from the furnaces that made these utensils. So therefore, the Chachamim were forced to go outside of Yerushalayim to buy klicheres for the avoda in the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, the Chachamim felt that it was impossible not to believe the Amaret Gabi Tar, otherwise they simply would not be able to find Klei Cheres Tarim for the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, the Chachamim believed any Amaret that was selling Klei Cheres from Moedim and inwards towards Yerushalayim. Min HaMoedias V'Lachot Einemar. But outside of Moedias, outwards, away from Yerushalayim, there the Chachamim did not trust the Amaret for the Klei Cheres. Ketzad. Hakador shehu moichar hakderos nichnas lufnim and hamidius. Hu hakador behin hakderos behin aloicha neman yasa en neman. Which is that a potter who made klicheres outside a Modian, if he comes inside a Modian towards Yerushalayim, he himself is believed only on the potterware that he himself made, and only to those buyers that saw he himself bring in his earthenware from outside the Modian inward towards Yerushalayim, but on any potterware that he himself did not make, or that the buyers did not see him bring it from the Moedim inwards, they are not believed that they were done Batara. Masechet Chagiga, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, Hagabon Shenichnesu L'Teich HaBayis. Jewish tax collectors that are collecting taxes for the Malkei Umas Olam, and the gabai, this tax collector, entered the house to take a maskin for the tax that is owed. V'chein haganavim shechviru et hakelim, so to thieves that wanted to do tshuva and return kli cheres that was stolen. Nemanin loymar loynaganu. The gabam and the ganavim are believed to tell the balabayas, we did not touch the kli cheres from the inside, as kli cheres do not become tamei by being touched from the outside, only from the inside. Therefore, if they say that we did not touch the kli cheres from the inside, they have nemanin. Uba Yerushalayim nemanin ala kodesh. This is referring to any Amoraim in Yerushalayim that says that the kli cheres that they want to sell are tahar, they are believed le'inim kodesh. As we saw in the previous Mishnah, that Kli Cheres was in great demand in Yerushalayim, as it was offered to make Kli Cheres inside Yerushalayim because of the smoke caught from the furnaces that made the Kli Cheres. So in the previous Mishnah, we saw that from Moedim and inwards, an Am Aret that is selling Kli Cheres is believed that it's Tar Lekoidit. That Mishnah was referring to Kli Cheres Ketanim. For Kli Cheres Ketanim, which was very much in demand in the Beit HaMikdash, then anywhere from Moedim and in, the Amoraim are believed that it's tar. And here we are talking about even Klei Cheres Gedolim, which was not as much in demand for the Beit HaMikdash, but since in Yerushalayim itself it was offered to make Klei Cheres, the Amoraim are believed even for Klei Cheres Gedolim in Yerushalayim. Ubeshasa regel during the Yom Tovim, af ala truma Amoraim are believed even ala truma to say that it is tar, as we find in the pasuk in Shoftim, Vayeasev kol ish yisra elayir ki ish echad chaverim, we see from this pasuk that bizman asifa, such as bizman regel, all of Klai Yisra called chaverim, chaverim meaning Tamid Chachamim that are Mesamer to eat only Bitara.